Oh, how you guys doing? I was sitting back there the whole time, and I'm like, I have no idea what I'm about to say. I really don't. But the whole thing was a very good experience. Just the whole, from the time we left all the way to the time we came back, even the time of getting frisked. I don't know if you guys know that situation, but we got pulled over by the Border Patrol. So, even that, I mean, it just was, I don't know why still, but. I just think the whole time, the teaching was great, you know. The music was fantastic, for sure. I just think the whole experience for myself, and the whole, I mean, for myself lately has been, You know, sometimes you just feel like you don't hear God. You can't hear God, can't hear what he has to say. And for me, if I can't do it, I get really, really frustrated really fast. And what I learned to do is just kind of slow down and just enjoy the moment. Barney always says it's a process. Like whenever you're talking about doing certain things, it's a process. I'm like, I understand that, but you know, it was just very eye-opening in a lot of ways. Just seeing like a lot of different believers all over the, like Anton said, it was just a really wonderful time for myself because it really just kind of eased or melted some of the ice that was around my own mind and my own heart for sure. Just seeing it, just enjoying the moment, even the drive, like I said, the whole thing, Rachel in the car singing, Anton singing, Josh in the car, it was just like everything. I'm learning to just slow down and just enjoy every little moment. And you always hear that, like, enjoy the moment, but you don't really understand what that really means until you're doing it. And you're like, oh, that's what this is. So it was just a really wonderful time. And the biggest thing, a lot of things, but another thing that I picked up on when I was there was, you know, talking about having a plan. And, you know, because you always got your own plans. And trust me, I've had my own plans, and they didn't work so well. But just having a plan, it's just really kind of challenging to get that. How do you integrate that in your mind? Like for a person like myself who in that situation to make a plan, I've already, like I said, I made plans on my own. And yes, some of them went well and some of them didn't go so well. But just really learning how to just relax in that, and that's probably my biggest challenge in terms of relaxing in that situation where God is directing my plan and how to really listen for that and hear that. So, and he made some really good points about it and just about going to the Word about it, and which has been challenging for me as well at times, for sure. Because it's just been, you know, sometimes you get jumbled up in your own mind. We make things too complicated, and I know I do. And, you know, I know, like Anton says, just that simple believing. Like my son, he just is that simple. Okay, I'll pray for you, Dad. Okay, you're healed, Dad. Get up. Huh? I'm not ready yet, but it's just that same kind of thing, just having that kind of a heart, which I'm really endeavoring to do myself, so, and just everything, you know, Barney, Becky, Ken, Trish, Ken Sharon was really great, and he got up there, and he was inspiring me, he even jugged in my heart a little bit when he was up there, and how he was just talking about how he's just ready to, he said he's always seen himself as a person that always carried the guy's luggage. He said, but you know what? Now I'm going to put the luggage down. I'm going to start stepping up too. So, but that was really good. But it was just a great time, a great opportunity. If you haven't been there, you definitely should go. So that's all I really wanted to say.